Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
So if Harvey Adelson is the shadowy figure in the background, it's quiet, doesn't say much, we don't really know a ton about, Wendy Adelson is the reluctant spotlight. She's the one who benefited most from Dan Markell's murder, allegedly. Custody of the kids, freedom from a custody battle, and family protection all around her. Or so it seemed. But she's also the one who's managed to avoid charges so far, largely by playing a role that's equal parts detached academic and forgetful witness. In this latest trial, Wendy's performance has been a study in selective memory. She couldn't recall conversations, couldn't recall context, couldn't recall details that anyone else would have seared into their brain. At the same time, testimony from her ex-boyfriend resurfaced, statements that she admitted Charlie had looked into hiring a hitman, admissions that she despised her ex, admissions that go well beyond casual venting. Prosecutors pressed her, but she stuck to the same pattern: distance, deflect, don't remember. Then there's the shadow of her mother, Donna. If Donna takes the stand or decides she's not going down alone, Wendy could be next in the crosshairs, because Donna knows the family business inside out, and Donna can sink both Wendy and Harvey if she chooses. That's leverage, and Wendy knows it. So where does this leave her? On one hand, a law professor smart enough to play dumb in court. On the other, a daughter tied to a family conspiracy that seems to rope in everyone, but hasn't yet dropped directly on her head. So, what is next in line for Wendy Adelson? It's a good question. That's where we go to next. Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent, joining us to discuss how much control does Donna really have over her fate? And our investigators already circling, listening, and waiting for the slip that gives them enough to finally file the charges? Jennifer, what's your thoughts?
Well, Donna's strings are, this is fishing line. This is strong strings, because Donna, with just her testifying, she could absolutely get Wendy prosecuted, mic drop, same against Harvey. And that, of course, is what the prosecution's dream situation would be. Do I think she's going to do it? I don't know. I mean, if she's convicted and is going to have to serve the rest of her life, may she flip? I don't know. I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't be surprised if she did it. But you asked me about her control. She has complete control over Wendy and Harvey at this point.
And ultimately, if she's the martyr and the woman that she wants everybody to think she is, she would just go away quietly and take it for the team, and it happened. But I don't know that she's going to do it. I feel like she might just want to sink everybody on the Titanic with her and bring her down, because that's the way it goes. and that's just kind of how she thinks. Wendy's own boyfriend, her ex-boyfriend, obviously testified that she said Charlie had looked into hiring a hitman. He was right there for some of those discussions on the stand. She denied involvement, but admitted that she loathed her ex. She's also been careful to distance herself, often saying she didn't recall the very details prosecutors were pressing. So there's a lot that is on the table for Wendy and that ex-boyfriend testifying, admitting that that Charlie had explored that hitman moment, the possibility. If true, how does law enforcement judge whether a statement like that is a credible foreknowledge or just idle venting? Because that would have taken place prior to the hit.
Yeah, I think law enforcement would absolutely use that as another piece in the evidentiary pyramid that they would be building. But again, you know, they really need Donna to make the case against Harvey. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure they need Donna to make the case against Wendy. It's not the strongest case, but they've got a case there. And when you look at the totality of this conspiracy, Tony, mm-hmm. I think they could get a conviction before a jury.
Do you see them going after Wendy or Charlie after this, or one or the other? Is it one more at a time, or are they done once it very much looks like Donna it will be going down?
Right, Wendy or Harvey, I think that if Donna is convicted, I think they will go after Wendy.
Yeah. How soon? Do you think it's like, Wendy, you better have your bags packed and ready? Or do you think it's going to be a little, it might be a surprise one morning for Wendy?
Well, we call this, you know, tickling the wire, if you will. Mm-hmm. They will want to see what the responses are from everybody. You never know what phones they're listening to. Mm-hmm. You never know what informants that they might be wheedling into Wendy's world and Harvey's world. We don't know. But I can tell you from being on that side, I would be using every investigative tool I had right now to finish and close out this case. So they're going to wait a little while. It's not going to be overnight. Mm-hmm. And they're going to just see if the tickling, if she's convicted of Donna, gets them any more evidence.
Do you think they've been actively investigating Wendy over the last, continuing into today, until if they actually do charge her? Do you think that they've been listening to her phone calls? Do you think they've been monitoring her communications, waiting for something for her to slip up, to say something to somebody that is damning enough to finally go after her with?
Well, the question is, do they really have the probable cause that they need necessary to listen to her? Why, you know, to do a mm-hmm. type 3 intercept? That I don't know, but I can tell you that that's what they would want to be doing. In other words, they'd be looking at her phone call records. I truly believe that on what we call like a pen register situation, or just monitoring them as they occur in the past and getting her records. I think they're actively definitely still investigating her. I think she's on their list of subjects because, like all of us, I think we see really who was, you know, was she 100% behind this, or was she just one of the people behind it? I think she was one of the people behind it for sure.
The fact that, I mean, she doesn't recall so many things, and this would have been like, you know, one of, if not the most, you know, traumatic moments in your life. People do block that stuff off. You've had plenty of time to contemplate this. It's one thing not to remember something. It's another, you know, to truly not recall it on the stand. It's another to truly not remember it. When it comes down to actually having memory and being able to prove that you have memory of it, because you've talked about it, you've sent emails about it, you've done this, you've done that. There's a lot of things that on that stand she just can't recall, and that's a great buffer for her. It provides her, you know, the strategy to avoid perjury. But at the same point, there obviously is a lot more that she did, in fact, have knowledge to. Exactly what That's the piece that's up for question. If they were to go in at Wendy after all of this, is it still an investigative moment? Do they go and question her again at some point? Or at this point, is it, if we're going after Wendy, guns are blazing? We're, I mean, not that they're going to, you know, shoot her, but they're going to go in and they're going to make the arrest and it's not going to be, you know, pretty.
I think they would still take a run at interviewing her.
Yeah.
Obviously, she has counsel, I believe. And so they have to go through that. You know, only in the movies do you get to sort of evade counsel and just start asking questions. Mm-hmm. Reality, you could not question her. So to your question, guns a blazing, meaning would they just go pick her up? I think that that is what would happen. And listen, what liquor store was she really looking for over by Charlie's? Come on. This is, it's so obvious, but mm-hmm. the prosecution is doing a great job building everything up. And I think, you know, maybe they're hoping Donna takes that stand and says something she regrets, or that she decides, I'm tired of, I'm going down, you're going down too.
Was there anything in the testimony this round from Wendy's ex-boyfriend who came on this stand? I found him to be very fascinating. I went back and even watched his police deposition from way back. And he reveals so many interesting tidbits about the Adelsons and their dynamic and the enmeshment and just how much of an adult child Wendy is, and how they treated her. Was there anything this round of what he revealed that is different from the previous trials, or anything that paints Wendy in a more damning light than we've seen in the past?
I mean, Wendy is painted in such a damning light before, during, and after, right? Yeah. She is, look, she's smart. She was a professor, a law professor herself. She was very well educated, Tony. Mm-hmm. She does not buffalo, I don't think, most women who realize she's manipulative and conniving, mm-hmm. and she's the one that benefited the most from this entire crime. So Jeff does a good job, though, I think, of painting what a princess she was, but it doesn't mitigate that she's a smart woman, and it doesn't mitigate all that information that I think is attributable to her being part of the conspiracy.
Wendy Adelson has always walked a tightrope. Too smart to incriminate herself, too enmeshed to be innocent, too central to avoid suspicion. What Jennifer laid out is chilling. The prosecution may not need Donna to make a case against Wendy, but Donna could make it all right. And that's the nightmare scenario for Wendy, that her mother, the same woman she's distanced herself from publicly, still holds the power to drop the hammer. We've seen Wendy's strategy, memory lapses, evasions, portraying herself as out of the loop. But her boyfriend's testimony undercuts that, showing she had conversations about a hitman and voiced her hatred openly. That doesn't prove murder conspiracy, but it adds to the evidentiary pyramid prosecutors love to build piece by piece, brick by brick, until it's enough to walk into court with. The bigger question is timing. Will they move on Wendy quickly if Donna goes down, or will they keep circling, tickling the wire, monitoring her communications and waiting for a moment that she slips? Either way, Wendy's future looks less like a law professor and more like a defendant. For the rest of us, Wendy's story is a lesson in how conspiracies unravel. Families think they can control the narrative, but selective memory doesn't erase the paper trail, and coded language doesn't disguise intent forever. Wendy may have delayed accountability, but if Jennifer's read is right, she hasn't avoided it. That's where we'll leave it for now. Let me know your thoughts in the comments section, wherever you're downloading this or listening to this on YouTube. That's where the comments are. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of our coverage on this and the many cases we follow for you right here at the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today. My name's Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey there, True Crime Podcast fans. It's Patrick and Jillian from True Crime Obsessed.
Each week on TCO, we recap a true crime documentary everyone's talking about, and we do it with heart, sass, and just the right amount of humor.
So if you like the kind of podcast where two good friends chat about a case in a thoughtful way that centers the victims, you really gotta check us out.
Yeah, we cover the well-known cases that you hear about in the news and the underreported cases that desperately need more attention.
For almost 9 years, we've been one of the most popular true crime podcasts out there.
We have over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, and our brand new YouTube channel has over 50,000 subscribers watching our full-length video episodes, too.
So find and subscribe True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.